everybody. Welcome to Thursday night with me, Jick, and Riff, and guess who's back in town?
It's me! It's Xenophobe. How's it going, everybody?
They can't talk back to us, in case you've forgotten that.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Well, that's comforting. I don't like it when they talk.
Yeah. They can't see you through the monitor, either.
Whoa.
But we did have webcams installed on all of your machines while you were here. Yeah.
Good plan.
We figured letting people bug you about getting stuff done will be good for productivity and morale.
Yeah, both of those things.
So we came in on Olivia Newton-John's Xanadu. A little bit of a spoiler.
A little bit of a
sneak preview.
Things to come.
It is my suspicion, based on what we got done today, that Dev is banging on the item of the month enough that we'll be able to launch it sometime tomorrow. We'll either wait until rollover to put it in the store, or I will leave the other item in the store until rollover, so that people don't, think that stuff. Whatever it is that people think that makes people angry when stuff just disappears from Mr. Store.
Yeah.
Let's see. There's a lot of questions. Suppose we could just hop right in. Riff still hasn't talked, so we don't know what Riff's level is.
I like pie.
Riff does like pie.
That seems like a reasonable request. Or statement, I guess.
Magna Clubber says, why don't you guys talk about the changes to the game? All that you're doing now is shooting the shit. It isn't worth listening to. So, Riff, you played any good video games lately?
Yeah, I've got this one where you have to shoot all this shit. It's a first-person plumbing simulator.
First-person shitter?
Yeah.
are you an actual plumber, so you're shooting it with, like...
Yeah, like Roto-Roomers and
plumbers
use robot snakes
liquid
and stuff.
Plumber as their sole tool, right? That's the sure. only thing that they actually have.
Yeah, they walk into your house and you just pour it on everything.
Yeah, my toilet's not flushing correctly. Well, all right, let's start with the oven.
Basically. I've been driving for 2 days.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How was your driving?
It was great up until about 50 miles west of Amarillo, where I-40 backed up for about God knows how long.
Awesome.
So I drove off of the road onto the side road. And then I drove down a dirt country path for 3 hours before I could get back onto the interstate.
Huh.
And by the time I did that, it was fine.
Yeah.
I was stuck in the traffic, and then I got out of my car and I looked, and I couldn't see where it ended. So I figured, screw this, I'm going off onto the access road.
I feel like I would rather drive for 2 hours and get the same amount of progress made as sitting in traffic for an hour.
Yeah,
It
took about 10 minutes of me just sitting there and looking at it before I decided I was jumping out.
One of the times my dad and I were coming back, we had made it from Illinois to about 30 miles east of Flagstaff, mm-hmm. and some guy had parked his car along the interstate, walked off into the woods and shot himself, and they closed down the freeway for like 4 hours while they were investigating the scene, and it was just...
Yeah, the first time I ever came here, like, was it 3 years ago? I don't remember. But anyway, I was going to the airport to leave, and they ended up shutting down part of I-10 because somebody shot someone on I-10. And the taxi cab driver had to, like, go all around the back streets to get me to my the airport.
And were we still using that crazy-ass taxi company? Did the guy try and tell you stories about giants?
No.
I think Riff
He told me about
yeah,
how much...
I had that
much,
guy.
Yeah, how much pot he smoked when he was, like, younger, but that was about it.
Huh.
Which I figured was pretty normal for a taxi cab driver.
Yeah. Argodi says, within S13, Ronin goes back to 1,000 turns, right? Will people between 600 and 1,000 turns go back into Ronin? No. That's not the way Ronin works. And anyway, people who are in Ronin when NS13 goes live, that run's not going to count for anything leaderboard-wise anyway, so it just won't matter. LOTE says, hey, this familiar nerf. It's going to hurt those of us that have to farm between runs or just farm in general. Well... if you're just farming in general and not ascending, it's going to hurt you exactly once. Or you know, zero times if you don't ascend at all and reset them. You know, the nerfs to, like the fairies and volleyballs and leprechauns at the high end, yeah, that's going to impact farming. at least going to make the familiars a slightly less important segment of it. And yeah, probably if your sole goal is to farm meat, you're not. Do people use leprechauns to farm meat, or do they use fairies to farm meat for or to farm the items for auto sell?
I want
to
say fairies, but yeah. I don't farm, so I can't tell you that.
Either way, yeah. I mean, it's gonna be slightly harder to acquire resources if all you're doing is farming stuff after NS13, because that's just the way that we're kind of rebalancing the formulas on those familiars, so that, you know, I don't know. I don't know that we'll. It's possible that we would eventually add enough additional plus familiar weight stuff to make up for it, but it'll probably all be temporary stuff, so I doubt it'd be worth farming. It'd be worth using if you were going to be farming. LOTE says, hey, I'm still sad about the Icy Peak. Oh, come on. It's awesome.
New content in this is always good. I keep trying to hit the alt button whenever I want to talk because I'm used to push the talk keys.
Yeah, yeah. I find that I'm constantly holding down left shift when I say stuff to people that are in the same room with me.
Yeah. So you've been playing far too much World of Warcraft 2?
Not, I wouldn't say too much.
Yeah.
You know, a few hours a week.
Yeah. I managed to farm all but one day away from my Nether Drake.
I don't actually know what you have to do to get that. I hit 70 like 3 days ago.
Yeah, I read. Congrats. You have to have you already have to have the epic flying mount training in order to start on. You can do up to neutral with the Netherwing faction, but after that.
Oh, is that that Chitauri Skyguard thing?
No, that it's different.
Oh, okay.
No, it's some. You start in Shadowmoon Valley and do some random quests, but yeah, you can't start the Nether Drakes until you get epic flying, which means 5,000 gold.
Macarona says, how can you use the you're a new adventurer as a justification for the familiar change, but then ignore it when you explain the change to post-ascension turns? There's a certain agreeable symmetry here. There's no one making those players use those turns. Yeah, there is, though. There is, what I think happened is there was a lot of complaining about the 80 turns on the first day of an ascension back a few months ago. I mean, it was just this kind of big deal. Yeah. There was a thread like this one that was like, please, please reduce the first day turn count to 40 turns. We're like, yeah, okay, that solves some of our goals and it makes a lot of people happy. I think the reason that there's nobody left who felt that way is because all of those people got burned out and quit playing. And so all that's left are the people who are willing to sort of, you know, all that's left in the competitive area, at least, so the people who are willing to put up with the really tedious stuff. And you say nobody's forcing players to use those turns, but there are people who, if there is an optimal way to play the game, they will do it no matter how boring it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're helping those people.
It makes me feel bad to think that people who quit won't know to log back on after
they will, though. I mean, I feel like when we rolled Ascension, there was a giant spike in people coming back.
Yeah.
And I think with NS13, there's going to be a spike in people coming back now.
Yeah, people are talking about it and stuff.
It's the kind of thing that
I
quit playing World of Warcraft for 6 months before their expansion came out, you know, and then I got back into it, and I think that same thing is going to happen with us.
We'll probably get some mentions on places like JS Games and Metafilter of people
commenting that
the updates gone in.
I don't remember if there was any real publicity when we did Ascension, but
I don't know.
We didn't put forth any, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, we're not really planning on doing any this time either, but I don't know, we'll see. Mojo Tech says, are you going to change the Strange Leaflet with NS13?
No,
I don't think there's any plans to change it.
I think the Strange Leaflet is mostly content complete, as far as I'm concerned anyway, or I feel.
Certainly for the moment.
Yeah, I haven't really had anything that I wanted to add to it for a while. There was sort of one big push where we got in all of the things that we wanted, and it's significantly more complex than it used to be.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a good...
It's also, like, one of the biggest files on the server.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
Hard codation. Everything I do, everything that I have done work-wise, I keep thinking, it is time to develop some kind of fucking scripting language for this game, so that we can, you know.
Find that book that I was looking for. Maybe I think I've
thought of a way, I think, to put together a pretty rudimentary one that we can use for most of the things that I want to use it for, and you know, it'd be real nice if when, you know, Mr. Skullhead was making items, if he wanted to make an item that was an MP restorer, he could just put that into the Spindler. This is how much MP it restores, and this is what it tells you. And, you know, things like that would be pretty trivial to generalize, I think.
Yeah.
Because I was just trying to imagine, and I was like, wow, I'm actually thinking about real computer programming for the first time in forever.
Yeah,
I'm
I know. Like, that
you know, like, you write something that's like, oh, well, how would we do, like, an if-then, you know, an if-else, and you're like, well, okay, then you'd evaluate it, and then you would rerun the script evaluation code on one section or the other, like, recursively, man.
Yeah.
And then you can nest as many of them as you wanted, man. Yeah,
I took a class on this sort of stuff in school, but I can't find the book that I had at my parents' house or here, so I think it got lost or something.
You know, I don't know that we need to really create a super full-featured programming language.
No,
you know,
and that class wasn't about making a fully-featured programming language, but it had ways to make it easy. And, you know, things that made sense in my head when I took the class, and now would make sense in my head now if I can just remember what the hell they were. Because you know how college is. You go there, then about 2 months later, you forget just about everything.
Hinoa 4 says, I, for one, welcome the end of status. S-T-A-T-I-S.
Some people spell it that way, and I don't understand why.
Probably because it's a typo. Over and over and over again.
I don't know. I think some people are doing it deliberately.
It could be. People are annoying like that sometimes. Not that Hinoa 4 is necessarily one of those people, but, you know, some people do. Because they're annoying.
Smell of harmonica. That's a good thing. Why can't I use mushroom fermenting solution to make astral mushroom wine? It's not really a mushroom.
Yeah, it's just... It's a fourth dimensional object, and when it intersects our third dimensional space, it
just happens to,
it
look,
happens
like
to look like a mushroom. Yeah.
Zomg Uber Clubber says, "Will Marshmallow Core require us to start over Familiar's XP over? Something like that." Ark Lloyd says, "I like the low levels. I missed a lot of content this run, my second ascension, because I played too optimally." Well, there you go. Faster Than You says, "I think in-game marriages is a good thing. The wife should be able to spend all of your money, then make you fight the divorce lawyer as a replacement for the naughty sorceress." So, did you hear about the... I don't remember if we talked about this or not. In Lord of the Rings Online, there was player marriage supported in-game, right?
What game, sorry?
Lord of the Rings Online.
Oh.
They would not let any pairings exist that didn't have precedent in Tolkien, right? So humans couldn't marry hobbits, and dwarves couldn't marry anybody, right? Like, elves could marry humans could marry elves, you know, and the other races could marry them. They also did not allow same-sex marriages, and there was such an uproar over them not allowing same-sex marriages that they removed the marriage feature completely.
See? Learning experience.
I'm not sure which one of those things... I'm not sure whether to be happy or sad about that, right? Because, like, the idea that your... The world in your game somehow has to be sensitive to real world issues.
Yeah.
You know?
See, the way World of Warcraft deals with this problem is they don't allow any kind of references to sexuality or religion in any of their player input. Mm-hmm. Like, if your name has a religious, like, you name yourself Jesus or
right.
a prophet or something like that, I don't know, I'm not religious.
I reported somebody for having a lame name the other day. It's the first time I'd ever opened a GM ticket. It was a, like, level 25 Blood Elf Paladin called H-O-L-Y-F-U-K. Which is funny, but, like...
Yeah, but, I mean,
like, yeah.
Come on. It's like seeing the hunters named, like, Hunter Joe.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that are always bots, though.
The shaman named, like, Totem Girl. Like...
It's like, man, you aren't even trying.
I mean,
if you're going to do that, you might as well just click the random name generator.
Yep.
Well, if you want to get technical, if naming your Shammy totem can actually screw up with people's macros, because a lot of people have a macro that targets a totem by typing / target totem, and then having like their pet attack it, or they, you know, wand it or whatever.
I see.
So if you name yourself totem, they can't do that, which is kind of
seems like some meta.
That just makes me angry.
Yeah.
See, I love metagame things like that.
What if you named yourself Self? Everybody's just like, everybody ends up healing you instead of attacking. Not, I mean, you can't heal enemies or whatever. You name yourself F1. You know, I remember reading in Blizzard's naming policies that any name that was like multiple words was disallowed.
Wow.
Like, you couldn't do, like, you know, Joe the Paladin, or all one word, or whatever. You can't have inter...
Well, there goes my idea of naming a priest Man of the Cloth.
Right.
Damn. Those bastards.
Although, I have, like, encountering the Tauren named Lame Cow Pun was actually pretty funny.
Yeah. I made a Tauren druid named Beefalo.
Yeah.
How could I not make a cow joke?
You have to. Thor the Mighty's Tauren is pure beef. Yeah.
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 I don't think.
You know what really bothers me? One of the guys from Penny Arcade, his main on that server where they play with the thousands of people in the guild is called Dude Fella. Funny, I guess, but it just sort of drives me crazy. Like I don't know, man. That's got to be Gabe's, right? I can't imagine that Tycho would have a name like that, right? Because he seems to kind of be coming from where we are. I'm like, all right, I'm not, like, taking this so seriously as to, you know, get a tattoo or change my name in real life to, you know, like, a Joris Shadow Blast or something. But, like, you know, don't name your guy Dude Fella. Just, yeah. The Doominator says, yo, Jick and crew, have you guys heard about Guitar Hero 3 having boss battles?
Huh. How does that work?
It's like a level where instead of just playing against the song, you're playing against the song, and you also have to have a regular controller plugged into the other.
And do a jumping puzzle at the same time.
Dodging stuff and hitting things with a sword. I played Odin Sphere for about 25 minutes today, and then just got my ass handed to me by a giant dragon.
Yeah.
Not really a giant dragon so much as what I think were just pieces of rusty armor falling out of the sky. And
he's kind of tricky. You kind of have to... You spend a lot of time running in that level.
In the process of trying to eat something that restored my hit points, all I managed to do was to cast some powerful cyclone spell in the opposite direction of the dragon, because I can't wrap my head around the way that the buttons are lined up, like the way that the menus work.
Beautiful game, though.
It is nice looking. Open Arms says, what percentage of the population here do you think are concerned with optimization? Seems like more people talk about people that are not optimizing, like familiar runs. Yeah, I mean, I think that I don't know what percentage of the population are like repeat ascenders who are really going for speed. I'm saying probably 5.
Do we know how many people are going the distance, though?
I don't know. Since each of them is all alone in their time of need, we can never get any, like, anecdotal evidence on, like, where they are, how they're doing. I don't know. Like, I feel like of all the accounts that exist, like, a quarter of them have ever ascended. You know, and then you know, But yeah, I don't think it's actually that many people. It's just that they're very loud. And the thing is, they end up getting a lot of our attention, not because they're loud, but because they are the ones who are more likely to run across the sort of unanticipated aspects of the game that emerge from our design decisions, which I a lot of our design decisions are, it's sort of an insult to the word decision to call them that. I was, you know, like, oh, this is funny, you know, and we're more concerned with is this funny and are people going to think it's cool than getting the right number in the right, you know, enchantment slot. So, and you know, that's the dev team is there partly to head those kind of things off at the pass, but you know. So yeah, I agree that the familiar runs thing, which just thanks again, Hogulus, because that was just a fantastic idea, and it has given people a neat way to play the game. You know, there are more people doing stuff like that, and there are more people, you know, building collections of stuff in their display case. You know, there are more people who just sit around chat and don't even play their turns anymore than there are people who are really trying to play for speed.
We get them hooked. We get them hooked early and often.
That's right. Get them while young.
Wait, I wasn't supposed to say that, right? Sorry.
Smell of Harmonica say... Should the handful of hand chalk be pickpocketable? It is 100% drop, and a successful pickpocketing just means you won't get the chalk after you defeat the monster. Other 100% drops, like the bosses, aren't pickpocketable. Now, it doesn't really have anything to do with the fact that they're bosses. It is an aspect of the actual drop that determines whether you can pickpocket it, and not an aspect of the monster. Although you might not be able to pickpocket bosses.
I don't think you can. Remember.
That would make sense.
You know, you also might not be able to pickpocket 100% items.
You can.
Oh, you can? Yeah. I didn't write
you can as long as they don't have a conditional on the drop.
All right.
So it's... Yeah. There are things that, you know, there are things where it would be okay for the item to drop even if it had a conditional if you satisfied the conditional, but I didn't want to mess with it, basically, when I was coding that, and I still don't. Smell of Harmonica also says, I wish there was a way I could erase my memory so I could go back and play the game all again for the first time. Hopefully NS13 will be a little like that, but without the unfortunate side effect of making me forget the names of my pets. I have to think there's a large portion of the player base who would agree with Lork's post. Yeah, I know. I'm not really...
What
not really
Lork's post?
Lork was that guy who, his very first post in the forums was just a pretty insightful explanation of why he thought all of the changes that we were making were good ideas.
Yeah.
I like those kind of posts. They make me feel warm and fuzzy inside.
Indeed. Yep. Zom Goober Clubber says, will NS13 introduce more antique weapons? No.
But every item will break after 5 uses.
Yeah. we decided to go with the Final Fantasy Legend 2 system.
Yeah,
where
yeah.
you don't really buy a sword, you buy like 30 swings of a sword. Unless you're a robot, in which case you get a power 15 sword that lasts forever. Or a mutant, in which case you just eat the sword. Yeah. All you're buying is food, no matter what it is.
Yeah.
That's not actually how that worked. Glebe says, could you randomize the pumpkin bucket / penguin contracts attack messages so that we could see any attack rather than just the physical one each time? When we're fighting physical monsters, that is. I don't know. What would that actually do gameplay-wise?
Are there any things that magnify the power of elemental damage?
By itself? I don't think so.
If it did, then we'd have to... We wouldn't be able to do that.
Right, because it would just make it do a lot more damage. I mean, not that, like, oh, man, we went back and made the pumpkin bucket do more damage is, like, the kind of thing that's likely to get us in trouble, but, I mean...
Yeah, it's something to think about. That would be the only situation in which I would say no.
It would make it far more valuable against non-elemental, physically resistant monsters.
Yeah. Are there even any of those in the game?
I don't... No. There are some partially physical resistant monsters in the new basement content and in the level 12 content, which are just physical. You know, they're not elemental monsters. But what do we have? The Snow Queen is cold. And the Shock Dust Wraith and the Ghost Miners are both spooky.
Yeah. It's been sort of our, what's the word? Practice to make physically resistant monsters have an element, so that way you can do double element damage.
Yeah, they have a vulnerability. Yeah. There are some things in the level 11 quest that are not elemental, but are physically resistant. Also, somebody was talking about this. This came up the other day. There were people on the dev team, or very serious players, who did not know that Scrolls of Ancient Forbidden Unspeakable Evil...
Don't tell them if they don't know.
But if people knew, then that, I mean, it wasn't ever supposed to be a secret, right?
Okay.
They've worked like this from the very beginning. If you use a scroll of ancient forbidden unspeakable evil on a physically resistant monster, it instantly kills it. And it has always been like that, and I feel like nobody knows that. Like, it's just...
I think that'll reduce a lot of the bitching.
Yeah, because people were talking about, like, well, you know, what the hell? What is, like, a first-run hardcore seal clubber supposed to do against elemental monsters? And it was like, farm the library for, like, 8 turns. You know? That was... Biscuit Force says, will NS-13 finally unlock sunken chests? I mean, they will be exactly as unlockable as they are now.
Biscuit Force. Sorry, I had to sing. It was calling me.
Insomaniac says, can I have a kangaroo familiar next month? No. They tied me kangaroo down and it starved to death.
And then a dingo ran away with my baby.
It sucked. Dr. Kier says, Etrian Odyssey is just fucking hard. Don't give up. You're going to get creamed a lot. It's mind-blowingly hard. That doesn't sound like
great.
The kind of thing that I would
do. Yeah, that's exactly what I want to spend my time doing.
Oh, man. As I was digging through my stuff for my old Super Nintendo, I found that Secret of Mana game, and now I want to play it.
I think at some point, Hot Stuff and I were planning on getting an additional game pad and playing through it on an emulator, because you can play it two-player. And,
yeah,
and
if you want, I've got Super Nintendo, the hookups, two controllers.
Two controllers?
Yeah. I don't know if both of them work, but that can be determined pretty easily. Secret of Mana was basically all about chain casting spells on your spell casting characters, if I recall correctly.
I don't think I ever got past like the first boss.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I don't really know anything about the way
I've
I know, like, there are like 8 different weapons, and you get orbs that level up the weapons, and they like,
yeah, and there's a little bit of grinding involved with leveling up weapons though,
yeah,
which is kind of why I didn't play it very much. But I think if I used a walkthrough, I could get through it pretty easy.
But I mean, do you have to have the weapons leveled up all the way to be survivable?
Like, I don't remember. I think it helps a lot.
I mean, I guess the people that I talked to who really liked it and had really fond memories of playing it together were like, yeah, you know, we just spent hours leveling up the sword or whatever.
Yeah.
You know.
I didn't like the sword. I like the spear.
One thing that I'm a little concerned, like, playing, there was that Secret of Mana game for the DS that came out.
Yeah.
Legend of Mana or something.
Something like that.
It was not the most recent one, but the one before that. The controls were so, like, sort of sluggish and unresponsive that I found it impossible to play. And it's like, I hope that the Super Nintendo one is better than that. Zelda just really spoils you on games where you swing a sword at stuff, because it's just really natural and really, you know.
Yeah, whereas Secret of Mana, you gotta kind of wait for it to hit full power before you swing.
It was more like in the Game Boy game that I was. It was just a Game Boy Advance game. It wasn't for the DS, but it was like you'd hit the button, and then like a quarter of a second later, your guy would swing the sword. You know, it was that kind of unresponsiveness. Fred Levi says, "How many outfits are going to be in NS-13? Will you be prepared for Halloween happening 10 days after NS-13?" Yeah, we hadn't really thought about that. I don't think that more than 5 or 6 outfits are going to be introduced.
I don't remember how many there are.
And some of them can really basically do the same stuff as previous outfits.
Yep. Wizika Jack says, previous question regarding the leaderboards immediately following the release of NS-13. Perhaps the runs that count would be every run starting after the bump, no current runs. Also, a request to not store the current board, but the all-time best runs in each path. A pre-NS-13 somewhere in the Canon Museum, I'd imagine. Yeah, we got some flexibility on the way those leaderboards are going to work, because I think I sort of figured out a way to do it that doesn't actually require us to do a whole bunch of work right at the time that we're rolling the leaderboards.
I mean, we can just, like, save the leaderboard table and then spindle the data however we want.
But we could also just change the queries in the leaderboard generation to ignore runs that started before a certain date.
Oh, right.
And then the archived leaderboard could just actually be hitting the leaderboard tables.
Well,
except the ones that are generated. The Ascension leaderboards are generated based on the Ascension table, which is where your history is. That's never going to get reset. So having the Ascension, you know, the Ascension leaderboards in the museum just look at everything in that table that was before a certain date and just regenerate the leaderboards on the fly. We could just do it once and then save it as a flat file.
Yeah, I think that would be better. in the long run.
That's probably going to be one of the things that I assign to you in the next couple of weeks. So
right.
you can do it however you want, man. That's
great! Awesome! It's menial labor. I love it. I'm home again.
Fred Levi, say... Well, but hey, you can also be working on the cool scripting language project, which will be some actual fun programming, right? Now, what do you enjoy?
I enjoy sleeping, mostly. And
sleeping and playing World of Warcraft?
Yeah. No. I also like complaining.
Right, okay. So, all right, we'll be sure and give you as many opportunities as possible to do that. Let's see. Mojo Tech says, does this mean we're going to have a miracle round after NS13 where we randomly swap items and skills with random other people? Yeah, because that'd be fun. That'd be a fun game for us all to play together.
Yeah.
Never played Miracle Round.
It's fucking Mario Party, man. It's that bullshit in Mario Party where...
Oh, right.
Enter the Wumpa says, so for more Poe references, you could really just make some dead stuff gay, right? Oh boy. Edgar Allan Poe is a homosexual.
And a necrophiliac.
He was fond of creamy cock Doritos. Glebe says, if you're going to make the daily dungeon keys quest items, will you make the key lime pies much, much better? Eating a quest item should be worth it. Yeah, totally. Zom Goober Clubber says, what do you say to anal core speed ascenders? I think he says it like 500
what?
Times.
We recommend Astroglide.
Recommend you get a new hobby? What the hell is anal core?
I don't know. It's like a really really nasty looking piece of 19th century surgical equipment.
Forceps
is the anal core.
Anal core.
It's got like a
for cases of extreme constipation.
Cornholer. a cornhole digger.
That seems like fun times.
Macaronis says, it'd be nice if you could choose which song to sing when you use the disintegrating sheet music. I mean, getting a random buff helps little when you know you need a specific one. Well, you know, that's not the kind of thing you should be using if you really want a specific buff.
Yeah. I mean, a random buff is not as good as a specific buff, but it's also better than no buff at all.
It's true. Rickett says, so what's the narrative justification for level requirements on consumables? Is my mouth not strong enough? Can I not pull the tab on my canned air? Well, I think that the for spleen items, it's that you're too stupid. And for food items, you're too short. And for booze, you're too young. The drinking age laws in
in
Loading Area.
Very restrictive.
Yeah. And it's very complicated.
Yeah.
Let's see. Uber Noodle Boy says, I beta tested the Diablo 2 expansion, and I was the first person ever to discover a new rune word for armor. But since all the rune words had been discovered by the end of the beta, they changed them all. Or rather, they took all of them out and put like 5 back in and never put the rest back in.
The thing with Diablo 2 that I didn't understand is how people could specifically farm specific equipment. I thought everything was just completely random dropped in that game.
People specifically farm specific
equipment?
Yeah, I don't understand how that works.
Well, weird.
Maybe they just played it so much that they got everything.
Right? That's it. I mean, I never saw a Stone of Jordan in all the time that I played, and that was, like, the currency.
Yeah.
And I don't...
That reminds me of the time that we tried to play Diablo 2 at the office here.
Yeah.
That was...
Riff got scared.
I get not so much scared as just... confused. So what's going on? Where are you guys? Where's all the monsters?
Because we were like a screen ahead of you just destroying things.
Yeah. Every now and then I'd see somebody whiz by.
It's because your laptop sucks so much.
And in the urine salesman level, every once in a while you'd see somebody buy whiz.
So somebody buy whiz, exactly.
You guys never, you guys probably never heard of the special urine salesman expansion that we bought.
Not right. Was,
they sold vinegar, too. Bash Arion says, Jake, you said that the casual listener isn't that vocal, and I realize that my friends and I, save Neo Vanglist, that jerk, are those people. One of the things we would like is a choice of quests at lower levels, such that you could only do one per run, so that it added even more to the replayability mechanic. We also think it's totally unrealistic, since there's a lot of work involved in that. I mean, that's the kind of thing that I am not at all against.
Yeah, I'm actually sort of, I think that's actually a decent idea. I mean, making quests mutually exclusive isn't really that hard.
No, it's totally not.
It's just developing the content is the hard part.
Yeah, developing the content and then coming up with something that would be at all doing like you know some set of level one quests, say yeah. in the you know alley, the pantry, and the knob, where you can only do one of them. But the problem sort of for using that in the Ascension game is coming up with something that you could get at level one that would be relevant for...
Yeah, and making it so that one particular path wasn't automatically...
Yeah, yeah. And yeah. That's the thing. Like, any time there is a choice, you know...
One sort of floats to the top.
Yeah, we have these sort of two contrary goals, right? One of which is to make them all interesting content-wise, and the other of which is to make it so there isn't one that is just the clear winner and that becomes the only thing anybody ever does. And again, you know, I shouldn't think about it in terms of the only thing anybody ever does, because it's only that 5% that does the same exact thing every time. But weird. Walla Walla 23 says, when making an asbestos crossbow, can we get some text that says, I'm making crossbows as best as I can? Nah, I didn't get it until I said it out loud.
This is 120 minutes of terrible puns. Oh, God, what have I done? Let's not reload the messages at all during this show, because come when rollover finishes, we're going to have, like, 50 pages of puns.
Blow Factory says, when I said the jukebox was worthless, I meant that you only get to use it once a day when you can get a lot more out of the soda machine or the claw. It's neat, but could use a boost. Maybe multiple use per day. Well, I mean... Yeah, it's just a different kind of thing. Saying that it's worthless because you can use the claw machine more, I mean, it's like, okay, why don't we add 10? You can use it 10 times a day, but the buffs don't do anything anymore. There, now you know, it's like the claw, only better. Tomato Bob says, if it makes you guys feel at all better about the rooster situation there, I live in New York City, and it's 9:22 p.m. on a Tuesday, and I can hear a rooster crowing from somewhere nearby. It's probably some sort of robot rooster or...
or some kind of mutant pigeon.
Yeah, some sort of urban rooster pigeon. It's grown a wattle and a comb. And tail feathers. I don't know what other parts define a rooster other than rooster.
What defines a rooster that a pigeon doesn't also have?
Yeah.
I think pigeons already have tail feathers. A desire to fuck hens.
Southern accent.
I say. Madeline says, how would you feel about either buffing up Whitey's in the Road to White Citadel, or even better, lowering the main stat requirement for starting the quest? The main stat requirement is where it is because of the carefully determined pacing schedule of the game's content. I would not have a problem making the monsters a little harder in the zone.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe that'll get some attention. Scooter Turtlehead says, Dear Jick, why is it that you know how to pronounce Galois? I don't know. Vash Orion says, would Zeno ever consider joining up with a shady band of missionaries? I think he would actually be more inclined to join a shady band of reverse cowgirls.
I was going to say cannibals, but that's funnier. Yeah.
That one flew totally over my head.
Jay Gingray says, what add-ons do you use for World of Warcraft? I use a cartographer and a CT mail mod, and that's it. Item rack. Which quit working with that.
I use X-Pearl, Bongos, Fubar, and closet gnome, which is like item rack but better.
I see.
I just used the basic CT mod. I haven't really researched other stuff.
Yeah, I use CT mod too, but mostly for mail mod and buff mod.
Yeah, I only turn on CT mail mod.
Yeah, I had to turn off everything else. Yeah. Like the bottom bar completely screws up my interface.
Yeah, it's
Bongos is cool because it lets you move the bars wherever you want and add up to 12, I think. No, actually, you can make a whole bunch more.
One thing that I would like, and I think I'd need some other add-on for, is the ability to have more keys bound than just the 10.
You can bind all six action bars from the default interface.
I cannot figure out how it works then.
Do you have them turned on?
Yeah.
Whenever you hit the escape button, there should be key bindings. Bottom left action bar, bottom right action bar, 1, 2, 3 through 12.
Wow. Maybe I just never saw those.
I played with the default interface on my laptop while I was on vacation, and I used that interface and found all the slots.
All manner of tricks.
Yeah. I wish they would add more bars to the default interface because my Warlock uses every single slot and every single bar, and there's no room for anything else.
When I started actually playing past 60, I had to start pulling everything. Like, I had to start pulling out totems that I never used or put in the new skills. Macarona says, ever consider making Ode to Booze improve the stat gains from non-combats that give you drunkenness? Yeah. That would be kind of a pain in the ass to do and sort of doesn't make sense. LSK says, I was reading a page dating to 2002 about 1,000 blank white cards, and I noticed a familiar name on the bottom. I officially conclude that Riff is awesome. Or at least has been awesome since at least 2002.
Well, thank you.
That's right, yeah. Dan Bob says, perhaps it is time to make over the barrel full of barrels. Add a few more types of items that can show up in the barrels. Food and wads should definitely be fun to get there as well. No, not wads. Wads come from that, that's our crafting system, man. That's the only thing we have that actually, like, promotes player interaction anymore. And even that, people have said so many times. They're just like, fuck you, other players. I don't like you.
Smash my own wads.
But the Barrel Full of Barrels did get a makeover. It got the awesome grid system where you actually get to smash barrels.
That's my impression of smashing a barrel.
We could add in a crate as an ultra rare.
That's a good... Earl of Derby says, will bananas ever return to the game, or is it now a limited supply, like with brine from the Pickle Factory? How do you know that the brine from the Pickle Factory is in limited supply? You don't.
I would say probably the bananas are more limited than the brine.
That's probably true.
So, I was thinking, the Quiet Healer in the airship should give you a staph infection as a random combat debuff.
Which, if you're using a staff in combat, it makes you do less damage.
Yeah. She's the only monster I can think of that
has a staff. Yeah.
I don't know why I thought that, but after driving for 14 hours, my brain.
The Naughty Sorceress had a lot of underlings, but I wouldn't really call them a staff.
Were any of them infected?
Probably.
Turns out the Naughty Sorceress's name is Chlamydia.
Johnny Big Shoe says, will there be a meat-based Familiar of the Month anytime soon, since there hasn't been one for quite some time? Thanks. I don't know.
That was how I answered it.
Genius says, would you consider creating a Swedish chef's hat item that, when worn, and chefarizes one's chat?
Go to Google.
Oh, yeah?
Let's see here. Let's see if they still have it.
Okay. Is there some Swedish chef home later?
Yeah.
alt.swedish.chef.bork.bork.bork. Bash Orion says, Jick, the percentage in Super Smash Bros. Makes sense. The higher the percentage, the further a hit knocks you. There is no percentage at which you'll definitely get knocked off, since it varies by the attack used, the way that the attack was performed, different parts of a character's sword deal different amounts of damage, for example, and the level size. In training mode, you can set a dummy to 999%, and he'll die with pretty much any attack. But given a big enough level, he wouldn't die.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Go to google.com/intl/xx-bork.
intl/xx-bork?
Yeah.
I don't know that you'd be able to really do that automatically. Does it translate stuff when you search for it?
Yeah.
Does it have a list of the rules somewhere?
I mean, when you do the searches, it doesn't translate the results of the search.
Nah. But it's been done.
We could rewrite all of the content in the game in Swedish chef speak just so that...
Yeah. Hey, Jack, do you have one of these on your Leatherman?
No, I don't think I do.
Because I'm wondering what the hell it is.
He's referring to the human bone remover attachment.
Is it maybe a thing for making new holes in your belt?
Maybe.
Yeah, it looks like an awl to me.
Yeah, awl with this weird little hole in it.
Maybe, I bet it's like a sewing needle.
It could be a fish hook remover.
It's a hell of a sewing needle. Maybe it's that thing for getting stones out of horses' hooves.
That isn't a thing with a hole in it like that. Sometimes like a fish hook remover, like a thing for getting, I don't know how it works, but a thing for getting fish hooks out of your...
You could use it as a very good groove. Like if you're like trying to sew leather, you could might be able to use it as a sewing needle for leather.
Glebe says, this new NPC is awesome. Yeah. I finally coded up the stuff for the RNG.
I think we had a small conversation about that today. I think the sex of that character should be always the opposite of that of the person looking at their profile.
I see. All right, right. So that it always makes sense for you to get screwed by them. Mm-hmm. But then,
or just in general, because people tend to blame things on the opposite sex.
Huh. I tend to blame everything on the man trying to keep me down. But I do identify as a woman, so. CabX, the frozen dairy treat, says, what is the new item of the month's name? Mine is named Trorg.
Mine doesn't have a name yet. I don't have one yet.
Mine has the first name, and it's O-S-C-A-R.
And it has a second name, and it's D-E-L-A-H-O-Y-A. Yeah. Glebe says, why isn't Zeno on the radio anymore? And I ask, why isn't Glebe's paying attention anymore?
Because I've been gone for over a year. Yeah, that's
you know.
Bobula says, this bigger than the Astral Badger June item of the month. I'm intrigued and wish to subscribe to its newsletter. Yeah. Zom Goober Clubber says, will NS13 screw up the first runs of all the newbies? Yep, that's one of the design goals, is to screw up the first run of every newbie. We've had to write this complicated newbie detector.
Yeah. And now skinning a newbie aggroes every other newbie in a 40-yard radius. It makes sense, because you're actually skinning their friend.
It also gives us the... it consults ISP databases and gives us the home address of anyone who starts their first character so we can go to their house and punch them in the face.
Yeah, yeah.
Cat, don't eat the laptop.
The cat just wants to show you his Pokemans.
His Pokenads. What?
Mans.
Yeah, the cat's got his Game Boy out. Are you going to read Rent Boy's message?
No, I don't think that I am. Bobulus says, I've been helping a friend through his first run, and his main roadblock was knowing nothing about cooking or drink mixing after the tutorial. Thought you'd like to know. That is, he didn't know they existed. Maybe just a blurb in the dialogue after combining the action figure? Maybe you could just mention after he gives you the food and booze that you can buy an oven or cocktail crafting kit to make your own more complicated food. The more delicious it is, the more turns you'll get. We should take ye olde music break.
That sounds like a perfectly medieval thing to do.
Medieval.
Damn near killed her. Wait, that doesn't work there. Never mind.
Let's try some breeders. Wow, 2 minutes? 3 minutes? 2 minutes and something. Wow, how many songs am I going to have to play? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and some change. Okay. We'll talk to you guys in a little while.
I'm alive. goodbye, no aloha.
Reading something on Slashdot about Microsoft Surface.
What is that?
Seems like it might be kind of interesting. It's like, I don't know, if it's an OS that's designed to operate on like a great big touch table as a display.
Huh.
I mean, not necessarily an OS that's designed, but like tools for that. Like it seems to have like, it's some Surface with cameras pointed at it. It's not actually a touch screen, but it just sort of figures out where your hands are and what you're doing with them. Which, to me, what this sounds like is one step closer to the computer from Minority Report, which is what I want. I mean, really what I want is a computer from Minority Report, but one that follows me around. So I want to be able to walk around and use a computer. I want to be able
to walk around with the hologram hovering in the air next
to
you.
Yeah, that's what I want.
That'd be pretty awesome.
Sounds like the altered reality stuff from Shadowrun. Mm.
Someday somebody ought to make a good cyberpunk RPG.
Like computer RPG?
No, like an MMO kind of thing, or like a, you know, like this. There was a BBS door game called Netrunner. And
I remember that one.
I don't remember if it was any good or not. Like and the thing is, okay, most of those, like, I remember that the thing is, Usurper was a better game than Legend of the Red Dragon, I think. But I never played it.
Yeah, I
played Legend of the Red Dragon a lot. It's very simple and very straightforward and very badly written and very, very much. I found out something recently, like what that guy is doing now, and I forget what it is.
Selling hot dogs?
No, he's working on some game. He made a game that was basically Bookworm Adventures like 5 or 6 years ago, but it didn't take off. Yeah, it was called Dungeon Scroll, but it was exactly the same thing. It was like, well, I would imagine it was better actually. I still think we should write the Bookworm Adventures game where you actually, you know, are it's the same, the mechanics are, you know, just close enough to that, to, you know, exactly as close to the Bookworm Adventures mechanic as we can get without getting sued. But you choose where you go to adventure and encounter different stuff that has items that they drop that you can then.
A mix between Bookworm Adventures and Puzzle Quest.
KOL, but instead of combat, there is Bookworm Adventures. You know, there's which, I mean,
what is a Bookworm Adventure?
Bookworm Adventures is this. Did you ever play Bookworm? It's like a tile of letters that you make words by.
Yeah.
You know, so Bookworm Adventures is basically like this RPG where you have a grid of letters and your attacks are making as long a words as you can make with that. It's like basically like an RPG with Scrabble instead of combat. But Bookworm Adventure suffers in some really fundamental ways. It is entirely linear. You go through these levels where it's like you beat five or six, you know, monsters in a row, and then you get the same item. And you can't go back to where you were before. Once you complete the game, in order to play in the adventure mode again, it tells you to start a new character.
Yeah.
Like, there's... Yeah, I mean, it's like, why couldn't you have... I don't know. So anyway, I spent a lot of time while I was in Europe thinking about, like,
yeah,
ways to sort of have, you know, spells and things that you do that actually, like, interact with your grid of letters, you know,
I had this dream, and I thought it might make an okay game, where it's sort of a one-shot psychological thriller-type game, where you play the conscience of a person who is, like, this depraved murderer, and the object of the game is to stop him from, like, being a murderer. And you have to interact. You can kind of limitedly interact with the way he thinks in different ways.
He can
induce, like, remorse, or get him to try to kill himself, or, you know.
Does killing himself count as winning?
Well, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, it could go in all these different directions, and there could be different, you know, victory conditions in each sort of extreme.
It seems like that'd be good as, like, a text adventure.
Yeah, or a point and click.
Yep, yeah. I mean, it's just sort of a one-shot thing. And, like, you would, if you
know, if you didn't know that you were there, if it was just like an escape the room game, but every time you found a new window, you'd look at it and you'd see something that he was doing, or then we could actually, like, murder people and take pictures of them. And it's like, it's getting stock photos for the...
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. It was just based on this dream that I had, and I thought it might be a neat little one-shot
cool
game. Sort of a mix between being John Malkovich and Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
We'd have to do a card alphabetizing mini game as the prologue. Indecent says, Jake, we need a sneezing panda familiar for my birthday month of July. Thanks in advance. Well, that's my birthday in a month too, and for my birthday, I'm going to give myself the absence of a sneezing panda familiar. So sorry. let's see. Blue Elf says, will there be any new familiars with NS13? I've said this before, but that is one aspect of the game that we're kind of stepping away from for a little while, because there are just so many familiars.
Yes, I mean, we kind of have to save them for the items of the month at this point, it seems like.
DVMA President says, hey, Jake, why am I stuck at a Best Buy after we've closed, waiting for some iPods to come off of a delivery truck?
So you can steal them.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the better question is, how is it that you're at work at Best Buy and sending messages to Radio Bugbear?
I think it's because you touch yourself at night.
I think you should steal some. That's what cool kids do. They steal from work.
Fringe benefits.
Take stuff from work.
Indie Rock Kate says, isn't nerfing autocell and speed ascension bad for the KOL economy and subsequently donations? I think that saying that nerfing autocell is bad for the KOL economy is a little specious, and saying that that would somehow negatively affect donations is just kind of doesn't make any sense. Moth says, Jick plus Riff equals Jiriff. Giraffe.
Huh.
Zite says, hello, Jick and Riff. I have played for 9 days, and I just want to say you guys do a great job. Well, thank you, Zite.
Thank you. Welcome to the game.
You know, when he dies, I wonder if he'll become a Zeitgeist.
Ooh.
Boo Boo says, Jick, so why do you not like Macs? I don't dislike Macs. I just had a horrible experience with a Mac when it raped my family.
That was... I am a major Mac zealot, but even I will admit that Mac you got was not a good Mac.
Yeah, and it's just like
those sort of things. You kind of have to spend a little time away from it before you the burn heals.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is it was the second time, right? Yeah. I had a Mac, and I was like, you know, found that I couldn't really do the work I needed to do with it, so I switched back to a PC, and then I was like, well, you know what? I'm going to give this Mac another chance. So I got a PowerBook, and yeah, it was just a piece of shit. And now I'm back on my Sony Vaio. And this is the with work and the laptop that I got my wife and this laptop, I am now willing to say that I have developed some pretty serious Sony brand loyalty for laptops, because these things are just nice. They're good laptops. That one that I bought like 3 years ago is still just chugging along as our point of sale system, and nothing has ever gone wrong with it. It's still got the original Windows build on it. That's weird. I wonder why. I mean, maybe Windows just doesn't have the sort of degradation that it used to have built into it.
Windows has a lot less bit rot now. I mean, I remember, you know, back in the days in 95 and 98, you really had to work to keep it up for more.
Yeah, pretty much like every six. If you didn't reinstall the OS at least every 6 months, like you.
Yeah, it was sort of a ritual for me every semester to reinstall Windows.
And it was nice because your computer comes back up and you're like, God damn, I forgot how fast this computer was.
Yeah. You know? So. But then I got Windows 2K and I didn't do that anymore. Since 2K on, they've really...
Yeah, Windows 2000 was really solid. I used it for a long... I was resistant to XP for a long, long time.
I didn't start using XP until I got out of college. I don't remember when that was, but it was recently, seems like. I'm 24 now, so, yeah. Damn.
Well, so you could have made that Coolio joke that I made when I turned 24, which was, I'm 23 now, but will I live to see 24?
Wait,
I just did. that's what I said the moment that I turned 24 years old.
Well done.
Yeah, no, and they, you know, everybody thought that it was...
Really dumb.
Yeah. They thought that it was a sentence.
You appear to have said something. Well done.
Dr. Keir says, Jick, this question is for you. You've been married for quite a while now, so I was simply wondering, are you and Phoenix planning on having kids? One of these days. Not anytime real soon.
As long as their college fund doesn't cut into my salary.
Well. All of the players of KOL are our children.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, no, it really is. And if that was true before, then I guess I became a child molester when I married her. So maybe that's not true.
I'm not going to say anything about that. I'll just keep my mouth shut.
DaMonkey Man says, do you go to the KOL cons? Every once in a while. I used to go more, but now I work.
I go to the one we have here, but yeah. I don't travel for them. I'm far too lazy.
Snuffcell 420 says, I want to see a new zone with flapjacks and hookers. In fact, forget the new zone.
Forget the flapjacks.
I thought it was blackjack.
Yeah, I think you're right.
What?
It's the Futurama.
Yeah, Futurama. Oh. So I'm going to start my own club with blackjack and hookers. In fact, screw the club, or whatever it was. I don't think I got that club right.
Flapjacks are good, though.
Is there a difference between a flapjack and a pancake?
No.
I don't think so.
But there's a difference between a pancake and a waffle, and the difference is that waffles are about a zillion times better.
Yeah.
Waffle is just, I don't know, it's entirely made out of the crispy outside of a pancake.
That's why it's so good.
It's like a pancake with none of the soft.
Which is why it's totally delicious and awesome. If you didn't need a special piece of hardware to make a waffle, I would make them more often.
I mean, a toaster, really, is what... Like, Eggos are... as good as regular waffles. I don't really like waffles, is why I say it. I don't dislike waffles, it's just that it's never something that I would go out of my way for.
Yeah.
DaMonkey Man says, if you could travel back within your own timeline, what would be the one thing you'd want to do? Write Ultima instead of Richard Garriott. No, that isn't true. I would have liked to have gone to Richard Garriott's house when he was still doing the haunted house LARP thing before he actually shut it down. That is the dorkiest answer. Prevent September 11th, let's say.
Give yourself some hot stock tips.
Yeah. And some hot cross buns.
Yeah.
And a hot...
go back in time. What?
I'd learn how to... I would have bought stock in Crosstalk Communicator. I mean, though I don't think they ever made any money. I don't know who wrote Crosstalk Communicator. That was the modem program that I used for years and years.
I used Z modem.
Yeah, I used Z modem too. If I could go
an actual executable called Z modem.
It's Crosstalk.
I mean, Z modem is like a download protocol, right?
Yeah.
Like Kermit.
Yeah, I remember when I was a kid, I would sit at our Windows 3.1 laptop, and my job would be to babysit the Z modem transfers that were going up to, that my mom was sending up to the production company. Hmm. And I would sit there and I'd just stare at this thing, making sure it was going through, and I hated it.
Huh. That really sucks.
But she gave me like money for it. So
oh, well, that's cool.
She paid me to do it, but it was boring.
Man, I had to chop wood and stuff. Like,
I had to grade papers.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I think the students liked it when I was the one grading the papers because...
You didn't care?
Well, no, because I was willing to give partial credit. My father wasn't.
Huh.
Yeah. If I could go back in time, I'd do like the guys in... what movie was that? The one... Primer. And buy lots of stock in high-volume trade so people wouldn't notice.
Hide out in motels so that your other selves didn't meet you.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd like that part.
Hiring somebody to write things down for you since your hands don't work anymore.
Well, I mean, if you got that much money, you might as well. Why can't we write like normal people? I don't know. I can barely read my own handwriting as it is, so it wouldn't be much different.
Stoatlad asks if it was a fecal junkie game where you shoot up the shit.
Oh, that just doesn't sound like a good idea to me.
I read some comic book about somebody that was injecting his daughter with poop.
Ugh.
Like a Munchausen's by proxy kind of thing. Which, what? It seems like that's a bad, like, it seems like that would just kill you. That comic book is fucked up.
What's it called?
Bell?
Oh.
It's,
I read the first few of those.
Yeah. It's, I like it. It's, yeah. I'll buy anything that Ben Templesmith illustrates.
And I'll buy anything that Warren Ellis writes.
Yeah,
so
well.
I'll buy anything that's on fire.
We got all of the bases covered, I think. Dr. Van Mojo says, will NS13 bring a permanent end to having Ronan left after finishing a hardcore run, since that's really annoying right now? I can never remember what our justification is for doing that.
I don't remember what it was either, but it seemed like a good idea at the time, so we should keep it that way. Because that's how that works, right?
Yeah. If it seemed like a good idea at the time, it was. Because we don't have bad ideas.
Well, never. It was because we wanted people to have to stop and restock before doing another speedrun.
Right.
And if hardcore somehow became a way to, you know, circumvent Ronin, which is pretty much never the case.
Right.
Then...
Duff Killigan says, since your shows are right at rollover, you should get an IRC channel or something so you can still take questions.
We can send questions, you know, for half the week. We typically read through them.
We generally have enough questions. Generally.
And if we don't, we whine a lot and the questions come in. They're usually not very good at that point, but...
Rollover's over now, though, right?
Right. Somebody told me to move my or Enter the Wumpus told me to move my mic closer to my face.
My laptop keeps resetting itself to London time, and it's because my time zone is set to Greenwich Mean.
So how many time zones are there in the British Union?
Yeah. I have fucked up a lot of stuff over the last, like, 2 months by thinking that it was a day later than it was.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What time is it? It's
clock behind you.
It is.
It's like 20. I got 24 after nine.
May 31st, right?
And
9:24 p.m.
Yep.
Okay. Set.
Whoop, pagoda.
Game, set, match.
This isn't tennis.
SnuffStyle420 says, instead of taking those 40 turns away from ascending, you should probably make visiting the Toot Oriole cost 40 adventures. Problem solved.
That seems like a wonderful addition to gameplay.
But you don't go... Well, I guess when you go get the letter, but...
He can require you that you do 40 pull-ups, and each pull-up takes an adventure.
And then he gives you the king's letter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drab at Morden the Lap says, status is a meme. Oh.
Oh. Well, it's a dumb one.
Drabbing more than life.
Not all memes are worth conveying.
Have you played Super Paper Mario? Awesome game. He says, I played it and I did not particularly care for it.
I played it all the way up to the last dungeon and then got pissed at the guy in the mirrors and got distracted and never went back to it.
I played about 20 minutes of it when my brother got it for his birthday. And it was okay.
I don't know.
If I get bored of... If I need more things to do after I'm done burning through all the old Super Nintendo and Nintendo games, maybe I'll play it. But I have a feeling that if I'm not playing World of Warcraft and I still want to play video games, I'm going to be messing with all the old Super Nintendo stuff first.
Yeah. Games that I want to play seem to have a tendency to come out quickly enough that I don't tend to go back to one once... Yeah, exactly. Like, I still haven't... I'm still standing at the door to the final dungeon of Twilight Princess. But now I've got Odin Sphere to play, so...
And you haven't beaten Psychonauts with one of the funniest endings of all video games.
I don't know what it is about... I love that game, and I just cannot... I cannot play it. I keep trying to go through it, and, like, I got, like, twice as far the second time as I did the first time, but I'm like... I got to that, like... thing where you're on the outside of that cube, which is like the second level, right? And I just, I don't know, like I
beat the game, and the last level was sweet. It was really hard, though. It was just insane, but it was really cool.
I mean, at some point, I think I need to just, like, lock myself. I need to be somewhere where that's the only game that I have to play.
Yeah. And you could take it with you back to San Diego.
Yeah, I could take it back to San Diego. I don't have a PS2 there, though. I could take my PS2 back to San Diego. It'd be nice if I could... It'd be nice if they had a PS2 like the PSONEs. You know, like a handheld PS2, basically, that I could play in bed.
I wonder if they can make them that small now.
I don't know. I mean, if they can make a PS1 that small, and the thin PS2 is not much bigger than, you know, an Atari Lynx was, you know?
Well, Atari Lynx was about as big as a skateboard.
Yeah, that's true. Punicron says, if you really want to piss people off for NS13, on the day it rolls, you should also bring back the Pickle Factory, so that no one knows what to do with their turns that day. Oh, I've thought of it. Thought about that. Biscuit Force says, as a Tauren player, I must say, I'm here, I'm steer, used to it.
Oh, man.
I told you. Shouldn't have refreshed the messages.
Fucking Taurens, man. I really would like to play a druid, but it's going to have to be a fucking night elf because I just refuse to play a Tauren.
Wait, you don't like cows?
I don't like a character that takes up 3/4 of the goddamn screen, so you can't see anything.
Interface options, max camera distance, move it back.
But I don't like being at max camera distance. I like being, like, zoomed in on the back of my head, like, so I can see my hat.
Well, if you were torn, your hat would be extremely tiny compared to the rest of your body.
I mean, World of Warcraft to me is a game where you look at hats.
That's basically how my character works. I have that one style of hat that I like, and I won't wear anything else.
So it's basically just a glorified haberdashery.
Yeah, I got one of the fishing hat style hats on my shaman and just wore it for like 30 levels.
Yeah, the
one I wear.
Or if you'd like the style in purple hat, it's like it looks like that except for it's a pimp hat.
I think I've got the one that's like that. That's red. It's like that dwarf's drinking hat. Gives you.
I wore that for a long time because it's plus spell damage. Are you some sort of boomkin?
What?
Moonkin.
Oh, no, I'm entirely feral.
Is that some joke on them constantly being out of mana?
Yeah.
I see.
Moonkin. Yeah.
Why are they always out of mana?
Because their spells, they have, like, little to no mana efficiency.
I see.
I mean, they do all right DPS until they run out of mana, which is about 2 minutes after the encounter starts.
I see.
And they can restore it by running in and hitting it with, like, their dagger. But that's pretty much it, because they don't really have any spirit.
Menden says, have you heard of the Pirates of the Burning Seas MMO that's supposed to come out this year? Interested in it? Would you be French, British, Spanish, or pirate?
What, no Dutch?
Like, that's a choice?
Yeah.
Come on. Everyone in the game would be a pirate. Yeah. There would be, like, 2 players that were playing, and it would be bots.
I mean, it would be interesting to see what would happen in a game like that if the French, British, and Spanish just got, like, five times the hit points and gold of the pirates. And I think everybody would still be a pirate. I don't know what... Like, I have a feeling that any game that, you know, involves a lot of sailing around on boats is just going to be massively multiplayer fucking Wind Waker. And that sucks.
You must not fly.
I'm sure that I will play it. Just as a matter of research.
Yeah.
I typically play a month of. I mean, I definitely don't play a month. I typically will put 8 or 10 hours into a character on every MMO that comes out, just to see how they do things. Kind of get to, you know, the point where I like sort of grok the design choices that they've made. And, yeah, you know, I'll play it, but I won't like it.
Have you seen the daily quests with the new patch? And WoW?
What is that? I don't know what you're
Basically, for some of the rep grinds, like the Netherwing stuff, you have a task that you can perform every day, and you get gold and experience and rep from it.
Hmm.
And it's kind of fun, and it also gives you a shit ton of gold, which is kind of nice. Never mind that I spent 5,000 gold on the Epic Mountain so I could do them.
How many are there?
You can do up to 10 per day, and right now I've got...
Wait, how are they daily quests if you can do up to 10 per day? Are there 10 different ones?
Well, at one point I had 11 that I could do per day, but then I dropped Herbalism and I went back down to 10. That's but, cool. Like, there's more than 10 that you can do in Outland. Like, there's ones for the Chitauri Skyguard, there's ones for the Netherwing, and then there's ones for the... Ogre Plateau of Enlightenment, or whatever the hell it's called.
When does a day end in World of Warcraft?
I don't know. I'm sort of wondering if, like, I'm missing a day, because I'm going to go and do my daily quests for the Netherwing to, after the show, but I don't know if I'm going to, like, miss a day or what, because I don't know when their days restart.
Huh.
I'm kind of thinking it's, like...
Maybe midnight server time, maybe?
Yeah, either that or it's, like, 5 a.m., like, when they would do their patches. Or it could be whenever the heroic dungeons reset, which is, like, at noon. So, I don't know when a day ends and starts in World of Warcraft.
Hmm. Mulvaney suggests checking at leatherman.com.
Huh.
To see what...
A clever suggestion indeed.
Accessories. Tools. What do you have? You have the Wave...
I've got the Juice XE6.
So, is it right around in a white Bronco while the cops chase it?
Yes.
Not yet.
It says it has an awl.
I guess that's what that is. I never saw an awl with a hole in it like that, though.
That's so it breaks easier.
That's what I want.
Yeah. A big old shard of metal in whatever you're punching a hole in.
Well, you know, if you ever encounter a problem that the solution is to punch a hole in it, you should give it your awl.
Oh.
Man.
Somebody sends us a... and Chefarizer, the Swedish chef program. Oh, let's see. Sith Apprentice says, how many new familiars can we expect, and what familiars are going to go away? Zero and all of them. Faran says, regarding Diablo 2 drops, I believe monsters and items had level values, so only monsters of a high enough level would drop them. I think WoW works similarly with world drops. That does seem to be true. I've never had a rare world drop that I couldn't equip because of the level.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although, it may just be a factor of where it drops.
We've gotten, like, four... In the Play the Hot Stuff and I've been doing, we've gotten four, you know, the World of Warcraft equivalent of Ultra Rares.
Yeah.
And they've just all... I mean, just the blue. I mean, just blue World drops, blue, right? So in the last couple days, we've gotten World Blue drops. And
I've had two and purples and a blue on the same character.
They've just all sucked. Like,
yeah,
I couldn't even sell for like 15 gold.
The world drop blues tend to suck. Once you get to 70, when they start coming out of chests, they're okay. They're like good mid range weapons, sort of what you use before you go into Karzan. I found this like Sed's Carver. I found like three times and sold it for about 200 gold every time.
Stoatlad asks if NS13 is just revenge for there being shore bots.
Yep, probably.
The Duminator says Pirates of the Caribbean 3. Thoughts? It was okay.
Yeah, it wasn't as good as the other two, but it was still good. I mean, saying it wasn't as good as the other two when the other two were quite good is not necessarily a diss.
Is Bill Gates quitting Microsoft?
I could swear that I had heard ages ago that he was retiring.
Yeah, that he was like sort of stepping down.
From he stepped down as the CEO like a long time ago. He held a position of power, but not like it was like closer to like the software development. But he wasn't on like the board anymore or whatever. I don't remember. Honestly, I don't really think that he does much with Microsoft anymore, so it doesn't really matter.
You know, he spends a lot of time running his.
Yeah, I mean, he's the richest person in the world. I imagine he's got better things to do than, you know, run with the company that whose software is repeatedly just getting worse and worse and worse as time goes on.
What? I don't believe it's getting worse and worse as time goes by. I mean, Windows XP is less buggy than DOS 3.0. I don't know. I don't think that's actually true. It's more complicated.
Yeah. Windows Vista is a goddamn train wreck. I'm not going to even look at that for another, like, 4 or 5 years, I think. They're going to need that time to get it worked out.
World's Ugliest Man says, I insist that the new NPC's favorite food be Grouchy Restless Spirit. I don't get it. Istanbul says, permit me to demonstrate to you my assortment of Pokemans. It is my understanding that you are appreciative of the merits of Mudkips. I don't know what that means.
My Pokemans. Allow me to show you them.
What is that from?
There was a lol cat that was like this cat with a Game Boy, and the caption was, let me show you my Pokemans. And then somebody else made it into one of those office inspirational posters where the big slogan was my Pokemans, and then the small print says, let me show you them.
Okay. Bobulus says, thanks for reminding me. I noticed a lot of parallels between KOL and Legend of the Red Dragon. Subconscious or intended? I mean, I don't know how many real parallels there are. Like,
yeah,
we exceeded Legend of the Red Dragon in terms of complexity, like week 4, I think. You know, like,
although we still don't have a bartender or barmaid that you can mac on.
Yeah, that's true.
You can try to mac on Susie, but only when you're drunk and she doesn't like it.
Yeah.
Dead Heart checking in.
She's checking in.
Jocker says, Netrunner was really quite good. UI was impressive for the BBS days. One of the best BBS doors, though, has to be The Pit. It was a gladiatorial combat game, but had an unbelievable UI. Yeah, I don't know. There were a lot of games that I tried to play that had really, you know, impressive UIs with the, like, animated and ANSI graphics and stuff. Yeah. And I just never really found any of them to be that enjoyable. You know, I definitely, I don't know, the level of complexity in Usurper and Legend of the Red Dragon were about where I wanted to be. I remember Netrunner just being hard. I wonder what Wikipedia.
You guys are like old and stuff. I don't remember any of this.
Yeah, I mean, this is like 92 and shit.
Yeah, I was 10 in 92.
What? Netrunner is a collectible card game designed by Richard Garfield, the creator of Magic the Gathering.
I remember that. It sold really badly, as I recall.
It sold 4 cards.
And they were used as kindling.
BBS Archives, Game Doors. Oh, wow, you can actually download Netrunner. I'm curious, actually, as to how tricky it would be to play. We figured out how to write a door game. This friend of mine and I in high school, right? We got. It required actual, like, interaction with the modem code, right? Like, so he got the library set up to actually talk to the modem. And the way that we had to test the game was by calling into the server machine from another computer and playing it that way, which was weird.
Making Telnet games isn't that hard.
Yeah.
I mean,
I wonder if anybody's got a game like Netrunner set up that you can Telnet into, or Legend of the Red Dragon. I've seen like a web port of Legend of the Red Dragon that's, you know.
You would probably
and there's
have
Legend of Legend of the Green Dragon.
If there's a way that you can play Legend or these games in a console, like in a terminal console, you can make it to you can Telnet make a Telnet server. There's existing software that lets you take pretty much any game. It's the same stuff they use for like public NetHack servers.
Right. Well, I'm curious if anybody
just something that you can play on a Unix box at the terminal, then it could be easily turned into a Telnet server game.
There's somewhere that you can play Sync Runner based on the Netrunner door in alpha version. Some BBS that you can Telnet into. Yeah, I don't know. I'd be curious to. I would. The weird thing is, those games sort of predated like GameFAQs, right? So I don't necessarily want to play it so much as I want to read about how it works. There's that fucking Slave Hack game that I tried to play for a while.
What is that?
It's this web-based game that's got some sort of neat conceits to it. It's like you hack into you got a set of hardware that you start with, and you get a couple of programs, you know, like a password cracker or whatever, and it takes a certain amount of time for you to crack the passwords on, like, you know, whatever servers that you have access to. And then there are, like, things hidden in the log files on those servers that tell you where other servers are. And you can also sort of hack into other people's
That reminds me of a UI-based game computers. A lot like that, but I don't remember what it was called.
Ambrosia Software did a single-player one.
What was
like
that thing called?
Uplink.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of, yeah.
But this is, I think, sort of inspired by that. But the problem with it is you leave it alone for a little while and you just get raped. Like, basically, one of the things you have to do is whenever you go into anybody's computer, you're installing, like, spam bot software, which is how you make money to buy better hardware, right? And there's a sort of puzzle aspect to find new servers. But it was set up so that there are basically this chain of things on these servers that works as sort of a tutorial, right? Like, you find stuff in the log files that, you know, it's like, oh, there are NPCs that are hacking it, and so then you find the NPCs' computers, and on their files you find, you know, lists of other servers that you can get to and stuff. So there's this whole sort of single-player aspect to it, but once you get high enough level, you can fucking wipe all of the information on the NPC servers just to be malicious. So constantly, there is no way to get going in the game because they have the ability, like, players have the ability. And so you got to know when rollover is or whatever, know when the information respawns on the things to get in there just that once and get it before some asshole comes in and deletes it and just kind of
sucks.
Yeah, it really does.
That sounds like sitting in, like, Goldshire with a high-level horde character and just killing all the NPCs.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. I feel like it's I admire them for, like, yep, look, this is just a, like, world that you're playing in, you know, and people can do this. We don't restrict what people can do with the, you know, with the proper tools. And then, okay, well, I'm just not going to play this game anymore because it totally sucks to not be able to get started at all. But it was rough. Like, if you went into somebody's machine and then forgot to clean out the log files on the way out, or if they read the log files while you were installing the software, then they just had your IP address, which is basically your account name, and all they have to have is a better cracker program than you have firewall program, and then they get into it. There's sort of general assumptions about how easy it is to hack into computers that I think are not serving the greater good by kids playing this game, but...
Since when has our goal been serving the greater good, though?
Enter the Wumpa says he recently watched The Ninth Gate, which has Johnny Depp in it, and how Johnny Depp looks like the pictures of hot stuff. That's actually kind of funny.
I hadn't thought of that.
He's got the link that's...
That was a pretty good movie, too.
I've never seen it.
It's neat. It's very... It's like Lovecrafty in the cult and mysticism sense, without actually there being an elder god or whatever. Hmm. It's got that sort of black magic conspiracy thing going.
X Mudex says, if you think of all the people who play KOL or your children, does that make me an illegitimate child? No, you're just a kid we don't like.
Yeah, the redheaded stepchild.
And he says, I have no idea where I was going with that, to be honest with you. Biscuit4 says, there's a cyberpunk-esque RPG moo called Cybersphere. It takes a special kind of player, but if you like role-playing, you can be very successful there. I don't really like role-playing.
Yeah.
Duff Killigan says, that punk MMO you wanted to see is already thought of by my friends. The map is going to be a mall directory and some different stuff. They're in the process, and it should be in production within this year. Well,
cool.
Send us a link.
Yeah. When that's playable, let us know.
Colonel Hogg says, I just got Dawn of Sorrow, and damn, Jick, that's so fine in the 21st century. And then Arathi asks if we've seen the movie Primer. Yes, yes. We were talking about that. That was the... End of the Wumpa says, I missed the first half of the show. Is the item of the month going to be late? Yeah, probably only one day. So.
Yeah, we ought to have it out sometime tomorrow. I should think.
Base of Dilla says, hey, Jick and Co., just a friendly reminder to upload tonight's show. Thanks for putting it on. Hey, we will. Duff Killigan says, if you develop a language just for KOL, would people be able to learn it for a future job for Asymmetric? Wink, wink. Well, it would be very easy to learn, so no.
Yeah, it would be easy to learn because I'm going to have to learn it.
Ender the Wumpa says, the last level of Psychonauts is work of art. He forgot the article, so it became Russian. You see what I did there?
Yes, yes.
He's a very good game.
Enter the Wumpa says, hey, Jick, did you ever finish season one of Sam and Max? Does the carpet match the drapes? I'm in the middle of episode 3, I think. I'm at the point where you have to perform the 3 tasks for the Mafios.
No spoilers.
Yeah, no. No. No spoilers at all. Yeah, the Wumpa says, the Transformers movie has been pushed forward one day to a release date of July 3rd. So they were playing Pirates of the Caribbean 3 at 8 p.m. the day before it came out. And I wonder if this midnight show thing is just going to turn into movies getting released on Thursdays. Instead of Fridays. I mean, it's...
whatever they can do to squeeze more money out of it, I guess.
I hate it when...
They're playing it on every screen.
Yeah, every screen in the theater. It bothers me a lot when... I mean, I guess it doesn't really bother me. It's kind of interesting. But, like... Alright, so... There will be this practice where... They start releasing all of the movies in the summer because the summer is when people go see movies. But then since all the movies come out in the summer is just reinforced as the only time when people actually go to the movies. And so it's like...
Catch,
you know,
22.
Yeah, they're suddenly reacting to trends that they're creating. And the whole... You know... The store's opening at midnight on the day of a release, you know, to get around the you can't sell this before this time. That was cool, but if everybody's doing it all the time. It's like, I fucking hate encores. I hate the concept of the encore at a concert, because every goddamn time they're gonna do it. Why bother leaving the stage? You know, have a cigarette on stage. You know, nobody cares. Just take a break for a couple of minutes. Don't just say, oh, thank you, everybody, good night, we're done with our show. And then come out for 3 fucking encores. Just stop it. If there was if only 10 bands just stopped doing encores, then the other 90 bands, you know, let's say 10 bands out of 100, because there are only 100 bands, the other 90 bands, when they do an encore, it would actually mean a little bit more. Because, you know, we don't have to do an encore. Look, those guys don't do encores. And I pointed, like, Pearl Jam.
I don't do,
like,
Windows.
We hate you, Pearl Jam.
If it went back to... Only doing Windows because, or only doing encores because, I don't know, because it was a particularly awesome night or a particularly awesome audience or whatever, and you felt it, and you still wanted to keep playing or whatever, then that's one thing. But yeah, just doing an encore because everyone expects an encore. That's it should mean something.
Grimdell says, after the Badger came out, you mentioned how much work was involved, i.e. a code nightmare, and swore you'd never create a familiar with that much content. What changed your mind?
It's been a year.
Yeah, it's been a year. We're older now.
Yeah.
And it was an especially good idea.
I don't even know how it works. Not to go look at it.
Yeah, you'll have to take a look. Drab and Mordenlef says, so I heard you like Mudkips. It's another one of those meme things. I'm glad the internet exists so that the word meme... can just be
French.
Raped. Did you say French?
Yes.
All right.
I don't know if the word meme is French or not.
Macarona says...
Some linguist made it up, I think.
Oh.
Ever consider... what?
would you say that he was a cunning linguist?
Oh.
No, he was French.
I see.
Although, aren't the French reputed to be, like, all into that? At least that was the conceit in Braveheart.
I don't recall.
British men don't know what tongues are for.
Oh, okay.
It was the French princess and her handmaiden. Dante54 says, Jake, if you want something like that hacking game, try BS Hacker. It's hard, but fairly entertaining. Just Google it, and you should be able to download it for free. A single-player game like that might be kind of fun. But, I mean, I liked it as a browser game, right? I didn't like it as an impossible browser game.
I didn't like
it as a browser game that was impossible because of other assholes, you know? Like, you just... I don't know, man. There are a lot of, you know, browser games that are very highly PvP-oriented, and there are a lot of very unpopular browser games, and we have made one that focuses on content and on the single-player experience, and we've become very popular, and I think that those aren't two unrelated facts, you know? Like, I really think that there is just something fundamentally dissatisfying to most people about, you know, logging onto a game for the day, and, oh, no, all your shit's gone because somebody took all your shit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Wow, great. Yeah. I'm really pleased by what happened to me. I don't even like the thief in the... I want board games to be totally player versus player. I hate the thief in Settlers of Catan because it's like this just entirely out-of-your-control thing that you can't even be mad at.
Yeah, I think that's kind of what ruined the Order of the Stick board game, was this sort of constant player versus player thing that went on.
Well, just in the fact that it took 6 hours to play...
And that was when we were all cooperating,
yeah,
for the most part.
I didn't cooperate very much.
Yeah, well, you were role-playing.
No, I was just being me.
Yeah, well.
Role-playing myself.
I guess that's true, yeah, you were role-playing Xenophobe. Macarona says, ever consider making the typical tavern more interesting? Maybe add 7 different bartenders for each day of the real week, each one adding a different adventure at the tavern with some unique item drops or good stat gains. Oh, that's interesting. I would eventually like to make the typical tavern a zone where you can... I mean, what might be nice is a zone where all of the adventures are choice adventures, and you can either get a fight, some stats in exchange for drunkenness, or some booze. But then everybody would always opt for the booze, I think, instead of the stats for drunkenness.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. You know, if it was... It depends. It depends, I guess, on how much stats are worth and how much adventures are worth. But
would it have anything to do with the price of beans?
It might. And animals and spiders.
Yes. That's for everything.
Every time when you're in Lord of the Rings Online, the spiders have a subtype of animal, and I thought about the animals and spiders.
I wish I could find episodes of Space Ghost Coast to Coast. I could actually show people why I say that and what... I don't know. It just doesn't make sense if you haven't seen it.
Jocker says, hey, here's a link to software that lets you easily set up BBS doors to be accessed through Telnet. I've used it myself in the past, and it worked great. Huh. Gamestrove.ca.
It's .com.
Huh. Crazy. Yeah, I'm going to look at that, because I would like to get Netrunner working and play it. Ooh, guys, ooh, we could have a Netrunner tournament.
Ooh.
I've never played.
Do I have to download the Telnet protocol now?
Right. You already have it.
Yeah, you have Telnet built into... You're on a Unix box. Of course you have Telnet. You have a Telnet server running.
You're speaking moon language.
It's, the words are 6 times as short as Earth language words.
But is the song only 6 words long?
Is a oh man, now I have to whip out the calculator to make this joke.
Oh no.
Oh, this is gonna be great.
No. Pictures on the moon are only worth 166 and 2/3 words.
Yeah. So how many ships would Helen Long on the moon? How beautiful is her face on the moon?
Everybody's only 1/6 as attractive as they are.
So it's the base that launched 133.333 repeating, of course, ships.
Repeating,
of course.
50 DKP minus.
Oh my god.
Odd groups go to left, even groups go to right. Whenever I did Onyxia for my first time, I heard my raid leader say that, and I just busted out laughing.
More dots! More dots!
Oh, he said that too, and he meant it. It's absolutely true.
Erathia says, are the new library cookbooks supposed to not have any effect on sorcerer spells, or just add bonus spell damage but not change the element? They just add the spell damage but don't change the element. So that's a little... Yeah. Smell of Harmonica says, the Onions AV Club this week has a response to the WTF Encore's line of questioning. It's in the Ask the AV Club feature. Oh, that's interesting. Drab at Mordner Lab says, did you get badgered about swearing to never do another similar item? LlamaMan58 says, Slave Hack, as I recall, resets the NPC servers every 15 minutes. Also, at higher levels, there didn't seem to be as many assholes about. That was definitely not true when I was playing it. It was definitely not every 15 minutes, because it was like... there were times when I know that it had been at least like a week since you'd been able to do anything. And then it was weird. People in the forums would post exactly what I thought. Like, you know, this game is never going to take off if the barrier to entry is that. I really want to play this, but I can't. And now I'm just leaving. You know, and everybody would just be like, fuck you. It's perfect the way it is. Fuck you. This game is awesome. And I was like, wow.
That's why you never have forums.
Forums are great, too. You know, shit.
Yeah, I think we would be a lot happier if we didn't have forums sometimes.
Yeah, Duff Killigan asks, what's the browser hacker game you don't slash do like? It's called Slave Hack. I'm going to see if Dead Heart is ready to take the stream.
The reins.
I should think about what song to go out on. Oh, it's such a...
If you want it to be really creepy, you can do Voices in My Head from the Negative Land Dyspepsy album.
I don't think I have that on here.
You should have it on the network hard drive.
Oh, that's true. I forget that I have the network.
Yeah, because that's where I got it from.
But I think I'll... I think I'm actually just going to take... I'm going to do Four Fingers, because Negative Land is a good idea. But all right. We're going to leave you in the capable hands of a Dead Heart, and we'll... Somebody will talk to you Monday.
Good night.
Good night.
I'm a man with four fingers, a man with four fingers on my hand. I am a man with four fingers, but that doesn't count my thumb. I am a man with three fingers, a man with three fingers on my hand. I am a man with three fingers, but that doesn't count my index finger or my thumb. I am a man with two fingers, a man with two fingers on my hand. I am a man two fingers, but that doesn't count my middle finger, my index finger, or my thumb. I am a man with one finger, a man with one finger on my hand. I am a man with one finger, but that doesn't count my ring finger, my middle finger, my index finger. or my thumb. Finger, my index finger, or my thumb.